But the one thing they have in common is a great time. And as long as you're 21 and love cold beer, great food, and music, and a party atmosphere, you need to get over to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
I know it's the dead of winter, but it's never too early to start thinking about your lawn. Fire that lawn service and hire yourself and go to Dynagreen to get all of your fertilizer. Dynagreen and DynagreenInfo.com, your local lawn and garden dealer, will help you every step of the way. An easy five-step program to make your lawn the greenest and the best on the block. Dynagreen, created by St. Louisans for the region. Dynagreen or DynagreenInfo.com.
Available at Pasiglia Nursery. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. We're an hour away from your chance to play the Harris Challenge. Now, this part of the show is brought into port by somebody who's drinking port. It's brought to you by Auric. Auric Home Centers all throughout the St. Louis area. Great places to get all sorts of things to keep your home clean. Not just vacuum cleaners, but so much more. O-R-E-C-K spells Auric. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Colin Jeffrey has stepped out of his role as news director to talk a little bit about movies and showbiz, as we do every time this week. But before we get into that stuff, I do have to ask you, kind of in your role as news guy, what you think of this whole Brian Williams story that's exploded this week.
Man. Dumb thing to lie about. That's my first thought.
If you don't know what we're talking about, yeah. Brian Williams, the NBC nightly news anchor and managing editor of that broadcast, mm-hmm. Has for a decade now been telling a story about how he was in Iraq with some of our fighting men and women, and he was on board a helicopter. I think it was a Chinook. There were several helicopters moving from one part of Iraq to another, and they took fire. And he had at one point said that his helicopter was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, and they and the other helicopters ended up going down because of the enemy fire.
Well, initially, he wrote that he wasn't on that helicopter. That's the latest that I heard that came out, right after it happened. And then, over the years, he's repeated the story where he was in the helicopter.
He conflated the two. That's his phrase.
That's right. He conflated the two.
So you're not buying his excuse?
He says he misremembered. You don't buy that?
It's not that I don't even buy it. It's that...
I don't know how you could misremember something like that.
Yeah, I don't think
I mean, I could understand it's a tense situation. He's obviously not a war correspondent. He's not Richard Engel. He's admitted as much. He's not used to being in this situation. I could understand any of it. The way I look at it is we like the public, and a lot of people like him, even if you don't watch him. We like him because he's a personality.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like him because he's a hard news guy. This is a guy who's appeared on Saturday Night Live, Conan, David Letterman. He's
hysterical when he goes on Jimmy Fallon.
He was on
Slow Jams the News.
He was on 30 Rock. This is not Walter Cronkite. This is not Edward Murrow.
But he's also not a news buffoon like Wolf Blitzer.
No.
You know, when I hear Wolf Blitzer tell me, we have breaking news now, this is very important, you have to pay attention, I immediately think, no, it's not, and I don't. But when Brian Williams breaks into regular programming, I think, uh-oh, something's going on. Now, that being said, most of the time, most of America doesn't see Brian Williams. He hosts a 30-minute evening newscast at 5:30 in the afternoon. Most people aren't home. They don't rush home to watch him or Scott Pelley or David Muir, the CBS and ABC mm-hmm. people. Because we have 24-hour news cycles. You can find out what's going on your phone most of the day.
Twitter.
We're telling you about it every hour here on KTRS. It's not like in the days when it was, there's only one newscast a day, and that stentorian-toned anchorman is going to tell you all the things you have to know, which weren't all the things you had to know.
No.
It was all the things that Washington thought you had to know. But we live in a different time now. But Brian Williams is looked up to as, you know, this great anchor man, and I like him a lot.
Yeah.
If I were going to choose one of those three to watch after Frank gets done with the joke here on the show and I was going to turn on TV, because that's what I'm doing at 5:30 every day, and if I were going to turn on the TV, it would probably be Brian Williams. I just like the guy. He's got that personality that you were talking about.
It's exactly that. He's got a great Q score, which if you're not in the meat, it's just how
likable.
Yeah, it's a good likability score. He does well. I've got a couple issues with it. One is that anchors are supposed to lead. Managing editors are supposed to lead. They're supposed to take charge. If there was going to be someone interviewing this pilot, this helicopter pilot who came out and questioned his remembering of events, it should have been Brian Williams. Brian Williams should have had that pilot on for 10 minutes on Monday night and put this to bed. Said, you know what? You are right. He should have led and been the face of NBC News that they pay him a lot of money to be. And said this pilot was everywhere else except for on NBC. He should have taken this on the head.
As far as I know, Brian Williams apologized two nights ago and hasn't had a word to say about it since. And there are stories in the media that covers the media, which is what we're covering now. We're the media that covers the media that covers the media.
Whoa. Inception.
I know. It's very meta. We're the meta media. The stories are about how, people inside NBC are all mad about that. In fact, Tom Brokaw had something to say about it earlier today.
As Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. I'm not sure what the heck I'm saying or what I'm doing, but I think it's all a bunch of crap. That's Tom Brokaw. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Wow, exclusive.
See, they even got Williams' predecessor to comment on it.
Exactly.
Thing.
So I think it's foolish. I think it's foolish it's foolish for him to have lied. I think it's foolish for us to hold him up as if everything he's touched now is biased. Here's the way I take it. If Brian Williams tells me he saw something and there's not video of it, I take it with a grain of salt.
All right, let me just stop you right there because you used the word biased. And I've seen people online, the Twitter sphere is just trolling this guy big time. Oh, this is proof that he's biased. How is he biased? What was the bias towards? It's not like he was saying that anybody's policies were wrong or anybody did anything wrong or our military's bad or any of that sort of stuff.
I'm saying I'm biased towards him. I'm not saying he's biased.
Well, there are people who are saying that and how this is proof. This is just proof of more of the liberal bias of NBC News. How? I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
It may be a case where, I don't believe him 100% of the time anymore because he obviously wasn't telling the truth about this. But let's be honest, what is it that we're accusing him of not being honest about?
Why did he explain why he said
he just misremembered?
That's what he said.
In fact, that's the hashtag on Twitter. Brian Williams misremembers, and people are making up their own things.
I'm with Ian on this one. If you're in a helicopter and you're in Afghanistan, you're in Iraq, you're anywhere like that, and you're a news guy, and the helicopter gets shot down, or you have to land for any reason like that. You're going to remember. You're going to remember being
that's
there.
That's not a fuzzy. I don't know how that could be. Now they're also questioning, I saw today,
Katrina
reporting, where he reportedly was in a hotel room and he said he saw a dead body floating by
in the French Quarter.
But now people are saying the French Quarter didn't even get that hit
hard. It wasn't flooded that much, yeah.
Yeah, so now it's gonna snowball.
Again, I go back to my statement. I have no doubt that when he produces a report done by other people at NBC, his reporters, when Richard Engel files a report, and they have video to back it, I have no difficulty believing that's the truth. But when Brian Williams tells me he saw something and there's not video, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. Do I think he should be fired? No. It's not, let's be honest, NBC hires him because he's a great personality, and this will be a ding, but we'll get frustrated about something in a week and a half.
You think he's going to get fired?
I don't think so. I think Brian Williams will develop a case of, bronchitis or something in a week, and...
I think here's what's going to happen. I happen to know that Brian Williams is scheduled to be on Letterman next Thursday. I think he's going to be spending the next few days figuring out how to go on Dave's show and talk seriously about this and apologize yet again and talk about it. And by the way, Paul Rykoff, who has been a guest on my show and is the guy behind Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, a wonderful veterans group, he posted a thing on Facebook yesterday saying, I don't know why everybody's so upset about this. Brian has been a guy who's been faithful to the U.S. military. He's done a lot of work for veterans programs. He's been there when we've needed him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have any problem with Brian Williams. But again, I want to go back to, exactly what is it that he lied about that people are mad about? It's not like it was some major policy or that Brian Williams did secretly know that aliens landed but didn't tell anybody. Oh, I don't know anything about aliens or, you know, or about President Obama, whatever, or John Boehner or whatever it was. Those sort of things that he reports on. Are we now not going to believe him when he's telling us the news on a regular basis?
No, I kind of understand where they're mad, because he's saying this happened to him when
yes.
it didn't, where there were actual veterans that were in a helicopter shot down.
Yes.
And for him to kind of latch on to that, yeah.
So you think it's just self
stolen valor, I think.
Yeah,
this is the best way to put it.
It's not really stolen valor.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, we can put it in that category.
I want to share something. Just Walter Cronkite keeps getting – Walter Cronkite never would have done this. That's what everyone says. You never would have seen that guy do this. I just want to share an anecdote from an interview he gave in 1996. Walter Cronkite was hired by KCMO, a radio station, and part of his job was to broadcast football games. He was not at the games, he said, but received cryptic summaries of each play by telegraph. These provided fodder for vivid descriptions of the action. He added details of what the local men in the stands were wearing, which he learned by calling their wives. He found out in advance what music the band would be playing so he could describe halftime festivities. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
He was telling a story.
Well, that was an era when sports recreations were the norm.
Yes.
I just finished reading Al Michaels' autobiography. He did that when he was in Hawaii. They couldn't afford to pay for him to travel with the team when they came to the mainland. So he would stay home and do the games on a delayed basis. Ronald Reagan did that for WHO in Des Moines when he worked up there.
And there's nothing wrong with it, but we need to stop holding these people up on such a pedestal that they will never make a mistakes are made. That's what happened. He lied. Was it unethical? Yeah, you should never lie. Is this... he's a personality. That's what I take
this
it all back to.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting live.
Prove it.
For the Notre Dame Arkansas Razorback game, live from the Kennedy Space Center.
That's good.
That's how I look. It's just,
wow,
you know.
Cronkite and Brokaw on the same show.
Man, I know.
Tell
crazy.
Me, tell me we don't get the 70 plus guests.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. I hate that he lied, but I take everything he says with a grain of salt now, unless there's video to back it up.
What, a week ago, would you have taken it with a grain of salt?
Yes, I'm one of those. If they don't have video, if a war correspondent or someone doesn't have video to show me, I'm like, okay, I agree something like that probably happened. That's it's not word-for-word recreation. That's how I look at it.
I'll be honest with you. My respect for Brian Williams and all of these TV anchors went down years ago when they lowered the standard of the 22 minutes of news time that they have in that half-hour newscast, and they started, Brian Williams every week would tell us what the most popular video was on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just because if you put cats dancing on a piano on TV, it's funny and people
yes.
like that. You're the NBC Nightly News.
Yeah.
I remember the movie Broadcast News with William Hurt and Holly Hunter and Albert Brooks, and they have a story like that. And mm-hmm. at one point, Albert Brooks stands up in the newsroom. They have their own newscast on. Jack Nicholson's the anchorman, and they have their own newscast on, and they have some light personality or fluffy kind of story on. And Albert Brooks stands up in the newsroom and says, excuse me, can I put the news on? Can we get the news on this TV?
Yeah. That's...
So the bar has been lowered. But you don't think this lowers the Brian Williams bar so far that NBC would consider getting rid of him?
No, they'll get rid of him if people are so frustrated by this, the 10 million people who tune in every night stop doing it.
Yeah.
Who would
That's when
place?
They'll fire him. If that number goes from 10 million to 5 million, by Brian Williams. But until then, he's a face, and they can sell him, and they allowed him to get gigantic outside just the news. That he had that show Rock Center for a while that didn't do well. He's on. I mean, he's ubiquitous. People who have never seen the nightly news know who Brian Williams is.
Not to mention what his daughter is doing on HBO.
Oh my gosh.
Wendy from Peter Pan did what? Oh no, she was actually Peter Pan.
Yes, mm-hmm.
She was.
I can't even describe what she did on this show.
No.
On HBO or on Peter Pan?
I can describe the Peter Pan thing. I cannot describe what she did on...
Peter Pan and Captain Hook got together and whoa.
Woo. All right.
We have movies.
Yeah, I know, but I have to take a break.
Okay.
So
we'll talk about movies.
Can you stick around for the next segment?
I'm here to talk about movies. Yeah.
All right. We'll do that, and we'll come back, and we've got Jupiter Ascending, and there's a SpongeBob SquarePants movie out this week.
Yes.
And a couple of other things. We'll get to that and more showbiz stuff in the next half hour here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
This is Jupiter Ascending and not Uranus Ascending.
Always.
Yes. Here's Tim Wiley with Look at Traffic.
By the way, that ties directly in with the Allison Williams part of the story that I can't tell.
Oh.
Whoa, all right.
I can't go there.
The planet Uranus ascending?
What, the Uranus part?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Interesting.
Don't Google that.
I've heard that before.
Don't Google Allison Williams Uranus.
Okay.
Trust me.
Ascending.
I won't. I'll make sure I don't. You've got an accident on northbound 270 north of Dorset that's got two right lanes blocked. Right now, traffic is backed up to Page. Had another accident on eastbound 40 near Big Bend, and the right lane was blocked there, and you've got traffic a solid jam now from McKnight. Pretty heavy on all the roads right now. Eastbound 270 slowing at Missouri Bottom all the way around the bend to New Florissant. On westbound 70, a slowdown now between Highway 170 past Lindbergh. You're looking at they've cleared the accident eastbound 70 at Cave Springs. That's all thinned out, but westbound is a little bit slow between 94 and Cave Springs. On westbound 40, stop and go between Boyle through McCausland, 270 out through Timberlake Manor. And then you're heavy approaching Lake St. Louis Boulevard all the way out through Wentzville. And on southbound 270, some slow pockets between Page down through Ladue, and then from Manchester all the way through Highway 44. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at your local club warehouse and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you go to your bank, thank Henry Brown. In 1886, he invented the strong box, giving customers a way to store and preserve papers and money with privacy. Before then, people would store their stuff in wood boxes. Not very safe. Andrew Jackson Beard was a railroad worker who invented the Jenny Coupler to automatically join train cars by allowing them to bump into each other. This is much better than the old way, which tended to remove fingers from workers if they weren't very careful.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think you can just ignore your acid reflux? Think again. Untreated acid reflux disease can lead to ulcers, bleeding, scarring, even cancer in your esophagus. And unfortunately, antacids come with their own list of harmful side effects. That's why Zymbiotics was created. This new doctor-recommended breakthrough is scientifically designed to eliminate acid reflux the healthy and natural way. To help as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, Zymbiotics is now giving away free full-size trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Limit one free trial per household. Don't risk ignoring your acid reflux. Eliminate it with Zymbiotics. But this is an exclusive radio-only giveaway, so you can only get your free full-size trial by calling now in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-1798. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-900-1798. 1-800-900-1798.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000. I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812.
1-800-600-8812.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian Geis, Dan Strauss, Colin Jeffrey. Colin's here to talk movies. So we spent so much time talking about Brian Williams that we didn't get to any of the movies in the previous segment. So let's do them in this segment. What have you seen that's coming out this week?
Well, we've got a few releases, a couple big ones. We've got the SpongeBob movie called Sponge Out, Seventh Son, that was delayed from 2013. And they do that with all the really good movies.
Oh, yeah.
And Jupiter Ascending. I saw Jupiter Ascending.
Okay. It just sounds to me like it's a big special effects movie.
You nailed it. It is the latest work by the Wachowski siblings.
Where do I know them from?
Andy and Lena. At the time, he was not, or she was not Lena. She was his brother when they did The Matrix trilogy.
Okay.
And so The Matrix was in 1999. And since then, they haven't done anything that I really enjoyed.
So this is their big comeback?
Yeah.
And?
No.
Go back where you came.
This is,
yeah,
for me,
and no.
after Cloud Atlas a few years ago that was almost unwatchable, and I really like the novel, the source material for that. After that, I gave up on them. This cements that I think I made the right decision. The outlying premise of this movie is that Mila Kunis, unbeknownst to her,
calm down,
is the perfect genetic reincarnation of an intergalactic queen.
Okay.
But she is currently...
You lost me already. Right there. Yes. Right there. What you just said, I'm not going to see this movie.
She is currently a Russian immigrant who works as a cleaning lady.
Okay.
So that's the premise.
Russian
what
cleaning
it adds,
lady.
What it adds is what everyone looks for in blockbusters is interstellar trading regulations and taxation discussions and DMV simulations.
Absolutely. Wow.
It's got all that going for it.
That is the action that America loves.
It has the most inexplicable scene. In order to...
What do you mean DMV simulations? There are people
that's
lined
what I'm
up.
Explaining.
You people go over here for your license. You people go over here for your registration.
In order to ascend to become the queen again, she must...
Renew her licenses.
She must be recognized as the queen. So she goes to this planet that handles all the interstellar bureaucracy. And it's a 5-minute scene in which she's going to one. And they're like, no, you'll need this form. So she goes to another place. You'll need this form. Up, you have to get this form first.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not. Goodness. I'm not kidding at all. I'm not kidding even a little. It's the worst. We were talking about in Birdman, there's a great scene.
Yes, with Michael Keaton.
Every actor should watch it. Every would-be director should watch this scene, and they should say, I will never make anything this bad.
Or I'll edit it.
This is the opposite of filmic. No, I can't believe that they shot it. Because it's it's mind-bogglingly awful.
Wow.
That scene is awful. Here's what it has going for it. It's unbelievably gorgeous if you watch it in 2D. Go watch this in 2D. The 3D we saw was the real 3D. It wasn't the IMAX. It was muddy. It was bad in that 3D. So save the money if you can't see it in IMAX 3D and go see it in 2D. The computer effects on it are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The supporting casts in this movie, we have Channing Tatum playing a half-human, half-dog hybrid. I'm not kidding. What he is. And he has magic laser shoes that make him float. We have Sean Bean.
I'm sorry. He has what?
He has magic laser shoes that allow him to channel gravity. This is part of what I'm explaining. You have to get really into this to understand what's going on.
Wow.
They give you no primer to this whole world they've created.
You know, whoever said there's no drug problem in Hollywood didn't listen to you describe this movie.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying my best here. He's in it. He's fine. He's not offensive. Eddie Redmayne is in it. I think part of the reason that they push this back is he did such an amazing job in The Theory of Everything and is, I think, going to win the Academy Award.
Yeah.
If this had come out last August when it was supposed to, he would not have been nominated. He's so bad in this, and it's such a bad movie.
Wow.
He whispers like this through the entire thing, and it's kind of whiny. It's, oh, man. But it gets a 3 out of 10 because it's unbelievably gorgeous, and at least they tried to do something new, but this is it for me. $175 million budget, and they got to count on the international markets because this isn't, it's not going to do well.
From your description, like it won't make a tenth of that at the box office.
I don't know. It'll still make money because it's a big sci-fi thing and there's nothing competing in that space. And it's better than Seventh Son, which has a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Now, what is Seventh Son? You said that was the one that's been delayed a couple of years.
Seventh Son. I want to give you this is a Jeff Bridges film. It was originally called The Spook's Apprentice. And when I read that, I stopped reading. I have no idea what this is about.
Okay.
It's a 0. They're saying
Has it been made in the post-True Grit era?
Yeah, it was made in 2013, so
Jeff Bridges
right
just mumbles his way through the whole movie.
That's exactly. Can't understand
ever
it.
Since True Grit, where he mumbled and ruined the movie, as far as I'm concerned, everything he's done has been mumbling or going, ohm, on the Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
Remember that last Sunday?
Space.
Yeah, that whole album is hilarious. It's promoting an album. That's what it's for. Go to dreamingwithjeff.com, and he created a 15-track album that's designed to help put you to sleep and have good dreams. It's got it's got sounds he likes, and he comes in to explain, this is the sound of dripping water. I really enjoy
it. Wait a second. I understood every word you said. You're not doing a good Jeff Bridges imitation.
I'm sorry.
Yes. He also put more gravel in his voice. Did you notice that?
Yes.
What? What did he say? I don't know. Go to sleep. I can't. He's mumbling.
Yes. You can hear the whole album. It's free. You can download it. You don't have to pay. You can just download the whole thing.
And it's still not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really having trouble sleeping, give it a shot. It can't hurt. It's not going to give you nightmares. It's just like 10 minutes of the sound of water dripping, and that's supposed to help you sleep.
Well, that's going to make you want to get up and go to the bathroom.
He says one of his...
Who wants water dripping to fall asleep? I can hear the ocean sounds, okay, but... That's not good.
Gotta go.
One of his favorite sounds.
Honey, what's wrong with your bladder today? Just turn that damn thing off.
One of his favorite sounds is the toilet bowl filling. It's on there.
Okay.
And then he's
filling up.
Right. That's outside of movies. Don't worry about Jupiter ascending.
I think he needs to go to a urologist instead of making sound demos.
Yeah. Yeah, so Jupiter Ascending, not very good. SpongeBob, though, I think that could be the movie that finally knocks American Sniper off its perch. Family movies have done pretty well, and this has going for it that millennials are getting their like insta nostalgia going here. This is a 15-year-old television series.
Is it still on the air? Are they still making new SpongeBobs?
Yeah. It's got the, and the writer of this, the writer and director of the movie is the writer and executive producer of the show. So if you like the show, odds are you will like the movie. It's 90 minutes.
Why did it take so long if the show's been on the air for 15 years?
Oh, they've already made a movie about SpongeBob.
Oh, they did?
In 2004, they made a movie, and it grossed $130 million. So it was a success. So this is going to make a movie. But either way, American Sniper appears to be on pace. $370 million is what Passion of the Christ brought in. That is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. American Sniper has an outside shot at it. It's going to pick up another $20 million or so. I mean, we could be talking about one of the all-time most successful R-rated movies that's out right now. So wait till next weekend to go see a movie if you don't want to see SpongeBob. That's my advice to you.
All right. A couple of other showbiz things. Better Call Saul is going to debut on AMC on Sunday night. This is the spinoff from Breaking Bad. That I have purposely not read anything about or watched any trailers for. Even when a commercial for it comes on, I tune away because I really just want to enjoy this show by itself and not be spoiled by anything. I do know that it's not a sequel, but more of a prequel. What happens during the show takes place 6 years before Walter White and Jesse Pinkman and all the rest of the characters that are in Breaking Bad. But I'm looking forward to it. It's on Sunday night on AMC to kick it off, but then Monday night is going to be its regular slot, so they have another episode on Monday night. And on Sunday, it's going to have a pretty big lead-in because The Walking Dead returns. And that's huge for AMC,
isn't that's
it?
Their show. That's one of these all-time cable viewer record-setting shows. I mean, this is an enormous show for them. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is Better Call Saul might be the show, because how much longer can Walking Dead keep going? Mad Men is over. Their last couple, like the last few shows they tried to push there, the revolutionary spy show called Turn, I believe, they haven't hit it. And so Better Call Saul is what they're turning to.
Yeah. Ian told me last week that Louis C.K. has a new special available to download for $5 if you go to his website. I downloaded it. I turned it off halfway through.
No, not that great.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did.
Did I miss anything in the second part?
No. In fact, the first half was probably the funnier than the second.
Oh, see, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Is this the Live at the Comedy Store?
Yes.
Okay.
We're both really big Louis C.K. fans.
I could be more of a fan of
this. I would not miss an episode of his show, and I've seen every stand-up thing he's ever released on video. I even watched Lucky Louie, his old HBO show, and all the other stuff he's done. I've been a fan of his when he's appeared on Conan O'Brien's old show when he was on NBC and
Parks
for
and
years. I didn't see him on that, but everything that has been a Louis C.K. production to me has been, okay, you got to watch his appearance on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. one of the legendary ones.
Yes.
If you've never seen that. But so disappointing to see this. Do you think it's just that he's overworked or had out of ideas or?
Yeah. I don't know.
Made me worry about the upcoming season. And when does that come on, by the way? The new episode of Louis.
I'm going to get it wrong. I want to say April, but that might be wrong.
April, May, somewhere in there.
It's another, I mean, he took a year off from doing the show.
To do the stand-up.
Yeah. Overworked, sure, but he's a risk taker.
You know
what's
weird
about
it? I saw Louis on his last time around when he came through and played at the Peabody. He was very funny. My wife and I went. We had a great night there. And I assumed that was on the same tour, but I didn't hear any of the same material that he did in this Comedy Store show.
No, it was all new, but not very good.
Very, very disappointed.
He's a risk-taker.
April 9th.
April 9th it comes back? Okay. I'll look forward to that, but not nearly as much as I was before watching this special. I hope
he said it's funnier this season. It's not as dark as it was last season.
Well, I hope it's also funnier than this special. Wasted $5 there. I think Ian would agree with me. Don't bother downloading it.
No.
Yeah. A couple of other showbiz stuff, showbiz items. Remember last year, the hackers who got into Jennifer Lawrence's Instagram account, or not Instagram account, but private photos, and downloaded photos of her and other people and then released them?
No, I have no knowledge of that whatsoever.
Yeah, you were showing me the photos earlier, liar. This is where...
Brian Williams.
This is...
I misremembered.
That's gonna be the reference now.
Yeah.
Misremembered nice seeing her.
Her naked. And she and a lot of other actresses were really
Kate
upset.
Upton.
Yeah, that their nude photos got out there. Well, today, Vanity Fair released on Instagram a photo of Jennifer Lawrence naked with a live boa constrictor. She's you can't see anything. She's lying face down, and you don't see any genitalia, and you can't see her breasts, really, except a little bit side, from the side. You get some side boob.
Yeah.
That's it. But according to the story, she stripped off her clothes and let a live boa constrictor slither around her nude body in an image for Vanity Fair, shot by a photographer named Patrick Demarchelier. I don't know anything about photography or photographers, but I want to know, how do you become a photographer who can convince Jennifer Lawrence, lie down over there with no clothes on, Jenkins, bring in the snake. No, Jenkins, the boa constrictor, not that snake. And she goes, yeah, I'll do that.
Maybe she feels empowered by it, making the choice herself to...
Well, this photo was taken, interestingly, before those other nude photos of her were downloaded. They've had these for several months. So, should she really have been making such a ruckus about nude photos of her showing up when she's out there posing for nude photos?
Because these were for public consumption.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew the expectation. People would see these. And she had final say over what would be released.
All right. Yeah. Knowing the expectation. Let's just start right there. If you don't want people to see nude photos of you, don't let somebody take nude photos of you. The simple, basic reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish someone would have told that to me.
Now, I know you're misremembering. You volunteered for that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Polaroids floating around. Yeah.
But are you telling me that when she went to do this Vanity Fair shoot, that there weren't photos of her taken by somebody with an iPhone camera or something else? You know, there were other people in that room besides Jennifer Lawrence and Patrick Demarchelier.
Well, yeah, some of her heck photos were selfies.
No, but I mean for this.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So,
I know.
Last thing I want to mention here is Seth Rogen. I saw the interview. Did I talk about this last week?
I don't think so.
I watched the interview. I downloaded it. No, I didn't. I got it on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, it's available on Netflix. They must have paid a lot for that.
I guess so. I don't know.
Tens of millions of dollars for the rights to put it out there because
so
if you're
quickly,
a Netflix subscriber like me, you can watch it for free now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay the $5 or $6 it was online to do it.
And?
I think it was exactly what I expected it to be. Really, really stupid.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was stupid, and I thought there were some funny parts in it.
There were some funny parts.
Yeah.
There were other parts in the movie where they went over the edge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think so. I kept saying, oh, you didn't have to go there.
Well,
that wasn't necessary. You were doing just fine. That was funny enough. You didn't have to go there. But I also think that anybody who's offended by it, I mean, forget about North Korea. Anybody who's offended by it, because I hear people now who are watching it online and they're upset. Oh, I wish they had told us not to have the kids in the room. It's a Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you not see Pineapple Express? Did you not see, I mean, name any of the other recent Seth Rogen movies.
End of the World, or This is the End.
I mean, unless you're expecting it to be that stupid guilt trip with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
That he did.
Oh.
If anything that Seth Rogen writes and or co-directs is going to be stupid, funny, and gross.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I mention it because I saw today he and Zac Efron are making Neighbors 2.
Oh, my gosh.
You reviewed Neighbors 1 on this show, and you said it was one of the stupidest comedies ever.
Yeah, it was just bad from start to finish.
Do you know how much money that movie made?
$125 million.
$269
Holy
million.
Smokes.
Dollars. And in Hollywood, that's when you get a sequel.
Gosh.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Disappointing.
All right. Showbiz mode off, news mode on.
Sounds good.
See you later, Colin. 4:51 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic now. See how this Friday afternoon is rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, this crash on northbound 270 just near Dorset has three right lanes blocked, and traffic is jammed pretty solid to Olives. North, southbound drivers, you're slowing from Highway 70 as they take a look at that crash. You're slow again from Olive down through Ladue, a little heavy from Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 starting to slow now from the Merrimack River Bridge out past Bowles. We're looking at westbound 70 traffic, stop and go now, right around Jennings Station, then from Highway 170 through Lindbergh. We have southbound 270 jam, pretty solid from Page down to Highway 40, eastbound 40 downtown, slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the station St. Louis turns to first for breaking news.
I like knowing things. I like the news. I like being informed.
The Big 550 KTRS. St. Louis's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Lima to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsham Woods to Wentzville, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Walter Knoll for Walter Knoll Florist. Valentine's Day is coming up, and Walter Knoll Florist has the perfect gift to make Valentine's Day special. We have roses from $24.99 at all our stores, and our arranged long-stem roses come in a beautiful crystal vase at no charge. We can make your gift extra special. Just add hand-dipped chocolate strawberries. Valentine's Day is days away, so give us a call at 1-800-341-ROSE or come by one of our stores or click WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. That's WKF.com.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has the all-new 2015 F-150 named North America Truck of the Year. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or you can download their STL Taxi app. It's free. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, Bill.
Well, hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy Friday to you.
Right back at you.
Well, Delta Airlines is now serving Starbucks coffee on board their flights. Coffee, of course, will be a complimentary, but the Delta will charge a cream and sugar fee. Bring your cash.
Yeah.
Bring your cash. It was on this date in 1959 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, the first successful test firing of a Titan intercontinental ballistic missile. Yeah, and today, NBC's Brian Williams is reporting he was the one that fired it.
he said he was on it.
He was on it. Yeah, such a beautiful day here today, don't you agree?
It's yeah.
Nice to see the sun shining. In fact, it was so sunny. Brian Williams reported he invented sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
That's right, folks. Six months of Brian Williams jokes. The new pantsuit.
He deserves it.
Finally. Yes. By the way, a side note here. I love that today Dan Rather came out and defended him. Another guy that got canned for lying about stuff on the air.
Yeah.
That's kind of ironic. Radio Shack. Hate to see this. Filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bad news for employees. Good news, though, if you've been looking for a good deal on a rotary phone. Line on up. Yeah, Bill Cleveland segment brought. You know, there's somebody listening right now that has no idea what a rotary phone is. You know that, right?
Somebody?
Yeah.
A lot of somebody's. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Before you do your clothes, I actually saw a woman the other day. She bought one of those gag phones that you can get. That's an old handset, a full handset with a cord that comes and you plug it into the earphone part of your iPhone.
Yes.
And she was talking on that, and I thought that is funny for about one day. And then after that, who wants to carry that around?
All right, the Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Bill, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. See you. Bye.
We have the Harris Challenge coming up after the 5 o'clock news, but since I have a couple minutes here before the top of the hour, I just want to mention earlier today, Dan and I both attended the funeral of Jim Compton. I know that Frank and you guys talked quite a bit about Jim earlier in the week when we got the sad news that he died last weekend at the age of 62 years old. Jim was, if you ever heard him doing stuff on this radio station, it was probably motorsports related. That was one of his passions. Another one of his passions was photography. His pictures are up all over this place and many other places. He was very involved with law enforcement, the FBI Civilian Academy, and many others. He did many ride-alongs with Missouri Highway Patrol troopers, several of which, by the way, showed up at the funeral today.
Yeah.
You saw them in the back of the church there.
Yes.
And they were there not just to pay their respects, but also then later to give an escort to the funeral procession.
Along with a pace car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That I don't know where that pace car was from.
I don't know either. I just saw it said pace car on it.
But Terry McKenna got up and talked about all Jim had done for many people. And in his eulogy said that Jim was one of those guys who quite often would say, "What can I do? How can I help?" And that's very true. Jim was not only the guy who ran the family business that was Compton Roofing and still is, and other family members are going to continue it, I'm sure, but also helped out a lot of people and never asked for anybody for credit, whether it was flood victims or I know because I had lunch with Jim just a week before he died. He was telling me about some of the things that he's done for some homeless veterans here in town. Just quiet stuff, you know. Yeah. Jim was never the kind of guy who was out there blowing his own horn and making a big deal of what he did. But he did quiet things like that and was a big supporter of Guns N' Hoses. That was the last event that he attended.
And I talked to him that Friday when
he was at Guns N' Hoses.
Yeah, going to Guns N' Hoses.
I saw he texted me a picture from there and just absolutely beloved. And people showed up this morning at the church. And I didn't get to make it to the visitation last night, but I heard there was a very big crowd for him there.
Yes, there was.
As well, and a lot of other folks. And our colleague Jim Holder was at the church. All Souls Catholic Church there in Overland today. So it was a big part of the community, not just as a businessman, not just as a guy with motorsports and photography as a hobby, but as a real good human being and as a dad and a son and a husband and a father, a guy who this community will really miss, and so will we.